Yes, we've taken a decision this morning that given the water situation in the town, it would be better that all non-essential people actually leave.
How many people in Gascoyne Junction?
Well, we've got about 40 people left. It's about half the normal population. I'd hope that 30 can go out today. There's a number of flights coming in today.
And out to where? Where will you take them?
To Carnarvon. That's the only place really we can go in the short term. They've got an evacuation centre set up there, so they'll go there in the first instance.
So just to look at it, is Gascoyne Junction's on the edge of a river also? Edge of the river?
Yeah, we're close enough to be severely impacted by a major flood that we had this week. It's certainly the highest flood we've ever had. We've never seen anything quite like it. And it's taken out a number of buildings as well as the normal road infrastructure.
So as the waters are receding elsewhere, it's starting to build up down at Gascoyne Junction?
Oh, it's not the floodwaters as such. It's just the issues relating to the fact that the water bore fields in the river have been badly damaged.
Right.
Can't be repaired for potentially 3 to 5 weeks, I'm not sure. And given the fact that the temperature's going to be climbing into the mid-40s by the end of the week, and we're going to have issues with mosquitoes, sandflies, we've got septic tank problems and all the rest of it, I think it's probably better that most people leave.
All right. Thanks, Paul, for letting us know that.
No problems. Thank
That's
you.
That's Paul Rowland, CEO of the Shire of the Upper Gascoyne, and they're evacuating Gascoyne Junction for the reasons that Paul Rowland has just outlined.